The following podcast is a production of ART Studios and the El Paso Community College Department of Art, El Paso, Texas. Welcome to ART Studios. In this series of podcasts titled Exhibition is Scholarship, we visit with the Spring 2023 Student Art Show Award winners. We discover how student artists approach their art, what inspires them, and how they are preparing for a creative future.
Hi, my name is Adrian Aguirre. I had the honor of coordinating the student show at EPCC, and I'll be talking with some of the award winners and asking them questions about their work and their background and how they approach art. All right, Diana, well, thank you for joining me on this podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And also, I want to congratulate you on winning your prize. So I have a list of questions, and we can deviate from that as we go along. But first, I want to ask you to tell me a little bit more about yourself. You have been a student of mine for a couple of semesters. So I know a little bit about you, but not a lot. So tell me where you're from, what you're interested in, and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in El Paso, so that's fun. Lived here all my life. I am the oldest of five children, which is always fun. There's always four little ones running around, so and I have to take care of them. I guess what I'm interested in, I would say I'm very interested in like logic, but also very interested in art. So there's like a balance going on, and it's always been that way with me. I've always loved math, but then I've also loved creating things. So right now I'll be going back to school for cybersecurity. I already have a degree in computer science, but I'm also very passionate creatively about photography and music.
Oh, that's cool. So you have been a computer science major. So did you graduate this summer or in the spring?
Yeah, this spring.
Okay. All right. And have you always been interested in art? You were a computer science major, but you decided to take some art classes. Where did that come from? Did you take art classes in high school and that continued on into college?
I think it's very interesting. I wasn't like intensively trying to take art classes starting off at EPCC. It was mainly just for my electives and to really fill my schedule. But I think the first class that I took for art, it really opened my eyes and like it helped. I've always been really interested in art, so it kind of helped drive that deeper for me, was taking those classes. I took your art class, your painting class, and then photography as well. So I kind of found a newfound love for art while doing that. But growing up, I always was interested in art. I would just run around the house singing songs I was making up on the spot. So that's always been a thing. And I would, I don't know if you know about duct tape art, but while I was a kid, it was a really big thing that people would make like bags out of duct tape. And I loved doing that. I don't do it anymore, but I did it for like a good 2 years. I would just buy duct tape and make bags. And then I picked up sewing as well, like at a very young age. So I did that. I would sew bags, and then I would do photography here and there. But as a kid, I wasn't like that interested in photography. It was everything else. But yeah, so it's been a while.
So it sounds like you've always been creative, always had that passion to create, and whether it's music or crafts, and that's great. I've noticed, you know, in my class, I could tell you didn't have a lot of background in art. But you did have like a natural drawing ability, and that's not, you know, not every student has that. Is that something that you've practiced over the years? You always drew, or is just like, is just something that comes naturally?
I would definitely say it just comes naturally. I don't have tons of experience drawing. I wouldn't say as a kid I liked to draw. So I it's definitely just natural.
That's very cool. I think it's, you know, not everybody has that, and you have that ability to see proportions and distances and be able to draw realistically. I also know that you're very interested in photography, and the piece that you got into the show was a photograph. Can you tell me a little bit about that photograph that you took?
Yeah. So the picture that I submitted, I didn't specify. I wish I did, but it's actually a film photograph. So I took a film photography class in the fall, last fall. And that was my first photography class. I didn't know it was all film, but it I definitely learned a lot. I love film photography now, as opposed to just digital photography. And I did end up taking that photograph during that class. And it's one of the pieces I'm the most proud of, especially for it being film and my first time navigating that kind of photography. But yeah, so I was just at church, and my little brother was just swinging on a tree, and I decided to take that picture for an assignment, and that's where it took me.
So you like film photography. What about film do you like? I mean, there's a process to that. You have to do a lot more work than, you know, just taking digital photography and then seeing it on the computer.
Right. So I do like, I like both. Digital is just easier, and I don't really have the setup to make more film. But with film photography, I loved being in the dark room. I like that you're more attached to your pictures, because when you're photographing stuff, you don't actually know how it's going to come out until you develop it. But then when it comes out, there's something about film in itself that's just, it's just so different from digital photos, and it looks nicer. I would say film has a very nostalgic feeling. It definitely invokes more feeling from people that just view film as opposed to digital art. So I would say that's why I love film so much. I definitely need to get a setup though.
And then tell me about you said it was your brother?
Yes.
In the photograph? Okay. So, do you like taking pictures of family?
I do. I love them. So naturally I'm just like, wow, they make such good photos. But, also they're just, it's an easier subject that I have on hand, and I don't need to go ask strangers for photos, which is always an option, but, it's nice to have just playful kids running around, and you can get some good photographs that have life in them because of that.
All right, and remind me of the title of
it. It was titled Without a Care.
All right, so is that how you saw your brother? You saw him just having fun without a care?
Yeah, he didn't even know. Yeah. I took the picture.
did he end up seeing the picture and once it was framed?
He did, and we got it recorded because he turned around and told me I was mean.
So you like taking pictures of your family, but this one is interesting because it's not a straight portrait, right? It's a little bit more in the distance, so you don't really know who it is. It's just, it could be anybody, right?
Right.
Yeah. Is that something that you did on purpose, or what was your intention behind that?
That's a good question. I think in the moment I was trying to just get a shot based off the assignment that I was given. But I liked be more intentional about my compositions. So I would say that was mainly the driving force, was I had a subject, and then the landscape was also really nice. So yeah, I would say that was what I was going for.
Okay. All right. And then tell me about how everything comes together for you. You're interested in logic, computer science, math, and then creativity. How does that come together for you? Or do you not see how, or are they two distinct features for you?
I think in some in some instances in my life, they're both separated, but I also, I feel like it's like the best of both worlds. I think if you're navigating through something logically, you having a creative mind as well also helps you to be a better problem solver. So I think that's why I like the balance, because it plays out in all areas of my life. I'm better at critical thinking because I love creativity so much and I love logic so much. So I definitely try to apply both together at the same time, but I would say in some instances, it's just, sometimes you're just going to be creative and sometimes you're just going to think logically.
Yeah. And you also have a love for music. You told me that you love, that's one of your biggest passions is music. Can you tell me about like what sort of music you like and what, do you play an instrument?
Yeah. So I picked up guitar earlier this year. It was last year. I forgot. It's been a year already, but I'm learning more guitar. I would say I have basic chords down. I played violin throughout middle school and a little bit of high school. So I play both of those instruments, but I've always loved to sing since I was very young. So I would say that's what I'm most passionate about is I like to create songs. So I would write my own songs, but since picking up the guitar, now I can like add melodies and it opens the music stuff up with a guitar. So
okay. So what kind of songs do you write?
I would say I write more about love. It's very interesting. I've never I don't have many experiences like with companionship love, like, or relationships, but I would say I'm a very person, so I guess that's where it drives from. You know, just like regular teenage love stuff. And I try to write, I guess I tend to write somber stuff, which is really interesting because I see myself as a very happy person, but I also love somber music. It doesn't make me sad at all. I just love the way it feels. So yeah, I think that's really interesting.
And how does that relate to the visual arts? Like, do you like making a more melancholic artwork or the photograph that you took? It's not necessarily melancholic. I think it's more like nostalgic is what I would, you know, what I get from it.
Right.
So most of the work that I've seen from you is class work. So I don't know if when you have freedom of to do whatever you want to do, would you choose something like that?
Yeah. So I would say a lot of the work I've done, like for my own pleasure, would be like along the same lines. I guess I do gravitate towards more somber stuff, even within my artwork. I'm not someone that loves bright stuff, like stuff that's in your face. I appreciate that kind of stuff, but that's not what I like to put out. So I would say a lot of my work is very quiet. It makes you think more. I like to invoke nostalgia because I love nostalgia in general. So I definitely love to try and put that into my work.
Very cool. Okay, so my last question is about your future. What goals and plans do you have for your future? I know you've mentioned that you're going to study cybersecurity, which is, it sounds cool, but also kind of scary. But what other things do you have planned?
Well, besides scary cybersecurity, I would like to grow a business for photography. I'm currently working on that. I'm in the beginning stages of just testing the waters out in that kind of realm. It's definitely one of the things that I hope to succeed in going forward is a photography business. So that, I guess that's the main thing. I'm also of course going to do more stuff musically, but I wouldn't say that's one of the things that I'm the most ambitious about. It's just more for fun, but I could see myself having a career in that area as well.
So you want to have your own photography business? Is that like where you take wedding photography or event photography, or what kind of photography do you imagine yourself doing?
Preferably, I love nature shots, but I don't know where I would sell my nature shots. So I'm looking into doing portraits. I would love to do family portraits. If I got more experience, then wedding photography would be really cool too. But that's all stuff I'm still working towards.
Okay, cool. Well, my bias is towards painting and drawing. So I'm a little sad that you don't, you're not playing and doing that. But no, I think it's cool that you're continuing with your photography. I think you had a great picture in the show. You know, there's the beauty of like seeing the nostalgia in that's something that's great that you can capture that. So I think that's it for me. Is there anything else that you want to add?
No, I think that is all.
Well, thank you so much, Jen. I think I really appreciated your time, and I was really interested in hearing more about you and what your passions are.
Thank you. This was really fun. I'm happy to share a little more about myself and my work.